The price of water is going up in Phoenix. The city is on track to raise rates 4 times over a 5-year period. KJZZ's Christina Estes has been covering the issue and joins me now. So, Christina, the latest increase was approved yesterday. Give us some of the details on that.
The city council voted 5-3 to increase water rates 12% over the next 2 years.
So that's 2 out of the 4 rate hikes. When were the other two?
Well, in 2016, the council approved a 2-year water and sewer rate hike. That increase was a big reason Councilman Michael Nowakowski voted against this latest hike.
I'm voting no as an advocate for those poor families that can't take a 17% increase, a tax increase on water within the last 5 years.
Nowakowski also questioned whether the new 12% hike will cover everything the water department says it will. He went back to 2016 when he said the council was told that increase would cover aging infrastructure in the central and south parts of Phoenix. Councilman Sal DiCicio, who joined Nowakowski and Jim Waring in voting against the rate hike, echoed that sentiment.
I don't trust what the city of Phoenix is telling me. I don't think you should either. And this tax increase is the largest tax increase ever in our history, ever, after we were told about a year and a half ago that that was going to be for infrastructure for the same areas that I hear that's happening today.
So, Christina, just how much money are we talking about?
For the average resident, the city says your bill will go up about $2 a month starting in March. And then starting next year, the average bill will go up another $2.37 per month.
And the water department says it expects to spend more than $1.5 billion over the next 5 years on infrastructure improvements. Biggest chunk, $525 million, is slated for pipeline rehabilitation and replacement. What's the next biggest expenditure?
Well, it's a pretty close second. The water department says about $500 million is needed to ensure reliable water deliveries in the face of a shortage on the Colorado River. Much of North Phoenix relies on the Colorado River. Here's Catherine Sorensen, the city's water director.
We're dependent on the snowpack up in the Colorado River Rockies that then flows through the Colorado River and through the Central Arizona Project Canal. The mayor mentioned earlier, our system is built based on those flows, and we have very limited ability to move water from the central and southern portions of our city up into North Phoenix. We want to rectify that. We want to be ready for what comes on the Colorado River, no matter what that is.
With this new money, Sorensen says they can invest in wells and other machinery to draw on other supplies the city has, like groundwater and recharged water, and distribute it across the system.
And we've also heard recently from KJZZ's Brett Jaspers about the Colorado River being overallocated and the state's efforts to come up with a drought contingency plan. It sounds like that was a key concern among the city council.
Oh, yeah. Mayor Thelda Williams calls the rate hike an essential investment in our quality of life and economy.
The reason we continue to get new corporations here is because we have always been able to say water is not a problem. We have it for 100 years. And we do. We have the water. We just don't have a distribution system.
Work on that distribution is already underway. Phoenix is in the process of designing and building wells to improve access to banked water and groundwater to service areas that normally rely on the Colorado River. 15 new wells should be in place by the end of 2022.
And it also sounds like we'll be seeing quite a bit of work across the city to repair and replace these pipelines as well.
Yes, we will.
KJZZ's Christina Estes, thank you as always.
You're welcome, Steve.